Bang, baby! Welcome into What Jeans, your home for nonstop action. Your home for anything NFT.
If you have any questions about NFT, Bitcoin, the Dow Jones, finances, compound interest, quarterly
compound infractured compound medicine.
We're here to tell you. How to turn $5 into $5 million.
I'm going to turn your girl into my girl. All you need to do is go online to Robbie W. Gucci NFT Guaranteed Rate.net. And for just $799 a year, I will turn your girl into my girl and you will like it.
And you have no choice.
It's Easter, everybody. It's Easter.
If you're listening to this, it's Easter week, but we are recording this right now on Easter Sunday because it's what Jesus would have wanted.
Jesus, that little honky ass motherfucker.
That little, talk about fucking rallying. Like, that's Jesus coming back is like when your boy's fucking wasted at the pregame and the Uber shows up and he just comes out of nowhere and he's like, all right, let's go.
I heard he popped a bad perky, just a synthetic one.
That's how.
And he passed out and he woke up in that cave and that honky was like, God damn.
I am well rested.
I am feeling it right now. I found myself getting away from organized religion, and it's not because of all of the rapes that the church commits, but just because I don't have any proof. Show me how Jesus got born. I don't want to hear that shit. Mary didn't get boned. She got fucked by somebody. Somebody who was in Mary going to town.
Yeah.
Like hitting it from the back. And God and Jesus trying to cover it up.
I don't get a lot of the things. Like, were Adam and Eve white?
Somebody was. No, they were for sure honky ass motherfuckers.
I feel like either Adam or Eve had to have been a different race. Otherwise, how did we get from two white people to Asians?
It's a great question. But I will say, you know how I know Eve was white? Because she just was told, Eve, stay away from the garden, don't eat the apple, or the magic snake's going to tell God, and you're going to be like, fucked. You're going to be fucked. What'd she do? She went and ate that apple. Only a white woman would do that.
It's that white ego.
IMO. That's white privilege. Eve started it.
Yeah.
And Adam was like, fuck off. I don't even know what Adam, Eve, Jesus, like, what is going on with these people? Was Adam first? Was Eve first? Where did Jesus come from? How did Mary birth Jesus, but she didn't get nutted in? Like, what is actually going on? And that's why I'm like, someone's lying.
Yeah, like, someone's lying.
Someone's on some, like, Shaggy, it wasn't me type shit, because I'm not buying it that she just got impregnated.
Yeah.
And by yourself. I'm not believing it.
My problem is, too, there's also so many religions that it's, like, overwhelming to the point where that's kind of a reason why I don't believe in any of it. Because, like, it's kind of like when you don't vote. Being atheist is, like, not voting. Because you're not picking a side. Because then what if I get to heaven? What if I'm Christian. Say I'm a Christian. And I get to heaven and Allah's up there and he's fucking pissed at me and he doesn't let me into heaven because I was believing in the wrong shit. I feel like he'd be less mad at me for not believing in anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to the rivals.
I think Allah's that boy. Yeah. Like, I really think when I look around and I see what Allah does, UFC guys, they rarely lose and they all pray to Allah. The guys praying to God are like all the college football kids.
Yeah.
And like, they don't even make it to the NFL. So I don't know. I feel like, why would I waste all that time? What if I get to heaven and God's like, ha! You thought I was feeling you? You're a munch. And God sends me straight to hell.
Yeah.
What about that? I mean, I just dedicated my whole life. Fucking, if you're watching it on YouTube, listening to these honky ass motherfuckers. Look at these honkies.
I have to say, though, the fits are fire, bro. Like, I almost wanted to become a priest just because I think, like, those fits are so fucking cool.
All that gold, dude.
Yeah, they're
gold all
dripping.
On my watch. Gold all on my chain. These motherfuckers. Dude, I'll tell you what. That you bring up a great point. These pastor ass motherfuckers know how to dress.
They do.
Like this boy, I guarantee you, this guy goes out for like happy hour and that. All the honeys and Cartier bracelets are looking his way.
Wait, are priests allowed to drink? I always forget this.
I think they're not allowed to do anything, but they do everything. Behind closed doors. I mean, it depends. Like if a tree falls in the woods and no one hears it, did the tree fall in the woods?
Uh-huh. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I forgot the Jaeger's right there.
Oh.
It's all the way over there. Yeah, I don't know the rules, but yeah, those are drippy right now. If you're watching this on YouTube, I don't know why you'd be listening to this. We have a lot of fucking listeners on audio, and it's not translating to YouTube as it should. Like, guys, like, I think it's because everyone's stuck in their ways from 4 years. Like, we've been doing this shit for 4 fucking years, and people have their routines, but change your routine. I mean, we're getting a fucking production. Our studio's opening soon. This week, internet's going in our studio tomorrow. By the time you're listening to this, we're going to fucking be moved in. This might be the last episode in apartment.
Wow, I never thought about that, actually. Yeah.
What is it, Jaeger and...
Actually, there's no bowl in it. I was away from the mic for pouring that, so I didn't want to leave you hanging.
Just bombs?
Yeah, okay. Which would be... Yeah, the cable guy goes, we'll be there between 7 and midnight.
Thanks, okay. Thanks, buddy.
7 a.m. and midnight. Oh, thanks.
7 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm like, can you give me a little bit, like a morning, like a after, something.
That's a great noise.
Give me something. And they're like, nope.
Cable motherfuckers be like, we'll be there between 2023 and 2029. And we're going to track a bunch of diarrhea and mud into your house with our big boots.
Why do cable guys always have mud in their boots and just looking like, smelling like piss?
Like, are they outside that much? Here we go. This one's to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
J-Bone.
Big J-Bone. Love you, buddy. Missed you, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. Sorry you had to die for our sins, buddy. Catch you later, buddy.
Oh, boy. There's no better feeling.
Ow!
It's like the first kiss with the woman you love.
Oh!
My God, that feels good.
How'd your first kiss go?
She's been married for like 5 years.
No way. Yeah. She hit her up today. I guys wanted to see if like you remember.
Hey, do you remember that time? Do you still think about me? I'm gonna start hitting up all the people
Andy,
I kissed.
Andy, please. I will pay you money to text your first kiss who is already married and say, do you still think about us? I will give you actual money. I will give you $250.
All right, let's see. That's one Jaeger bomb. It's about noon. I'll probably have sent a text by 3:30 Pacific time.
I'm being dead serious, bro.
I think that would be really funny. I don't even know if I have her number, but I have.
Oh,
her.
Here we go. Here we go. Did you see Kaleidoscope yet?
I can see if I have her number.
Did you watch Kaleidoscope yet?
It's on my list. It's up. It's coming up.
I kind of want to. I definitely don't have the number of my first kiss. No way.
Like my yeah, I'm trying.
It was my dad. Just kidding.
That'd actually be a good tweet.
That was my
though.
First blow job. Just kidding again. I'm trying to think. No, I don't. I have a very,
You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it.
Go to Jose Bank. Buy here at Jose Bank. We have a new, we have 30 suits. Buy a suit, get 30 free at Jose Bank. You're going to love the way you look. I guarantee it.
Like, that's men's. You mix the two. Jose Bank. Come down to Jose Bank Warehouse. Buy one suit, you get 1,200.
Please, buy a suit, please.
Buy a suit or I have to kill one of my kids.
Somebody please buy a fucking suit, please.
I can't file for bankruptcy anymore. Someone please just buy a suit.
Buy a suit, fuck, fuck.
That's
look at these choir boys.
The kid's going to have some.
And then these guys are like, this is so fucked. Watch on YouTube. This dude, so we have a pastor here who's talking to a microphone. The original podcaster, actually.
The original podcast was just some dude. Pastor. Yeah, that's the Pope.
And he's on the mics going, oh.
Smash that subscribe button.
And the old people in the crowd are like, mm-hmm, yep.
Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Jesus came to me.
But this guy, Jesus came on me. This guy has a microphone, and he's addressing the church, and in front, the first row is all little kids. I feel like this is very, very brainwashing type vibes.
I don't like.
I'll be brainwashed in 5 seconds. If a guy was in front of a podium like that, gold all over it, wearing a dope priest costume in gold, and he was talking to me. Look at the choir boys, and he was preaching at me directly, dude. I'd probably hook up with that guy by the end of the day.
Yeah. I'm actually kind of surprised my brain wasn't washed like more. Like I went to church. I think the only reason why I didn't believe in like I didn't really commit to the whole religious thing is just because I hated just doing shit on Sunday. Like, I feel like they're not, if they were to change the way they did masses, religion would be way bigger. The reason why they're losing so many people is because our generation's like, I'm not going to fucking come in on Sunday. There's the NFL all day.
Red zone.
Fucking the masters are on, and you're expecting me to come into church and sit on some wood.
You know when church lost me big time? As I'm sitting in church, minding my own business, trying not to get random boners because I was like a little kid.
Yeah.
And they start, all of a sudden, they start fucking putting these wicker baskets on long sticks and shoving them down the aisle. And like, it's coming my way. And everyone in front of me is like putting in money. And I'm just like, what is this? I don't subscribe to this. That's when I unsubscribed to religion. When they started passing around baskets, and my mom would even be like, Rob, here's, and she'd give me like $2.
Yeah, she'd ask you to put it
in the basket. And I'd be like, where is this going? Mom, where is this going?
You know what would be a good sociological experiment is to go into a church and just go around with your own basket and see if people just put it in and see if they question it.
It's good business, honestly.
Because they don't wear, because the people that go around just wear normal, they're just like normal people. They're just wearing normal clothes. I can't believe people just put.
You don't need any more money.
Like, think about in the economy we're in right now, and you're just going to just put money into a basket because some random person you don't know comes around and just says you should.
Fucking nuts, bro.
It's crazy.
Like no disrespect to Easter. I just, like, I rarely get serious on this fucking retarded podcast, but I just, people are going happy Easter, and I'm just like, yeah, I guess.
I mean, yeah.
I guess. Like, I went on Easter eggs hunt. Like, I went on Easter egg hunts and fucking, you know, my mom would put chocolate downstairs on the day, but just like, I'm not feeling the vibes anymore, dude. I'm just not fucking with Easter as heavy.
The thing I do like about religion, though, is so that the holidays are like, they're people's excuses to not be dickheads all the time. Like, Christmas, people always be like, come on, it's the holidays. So it's kind of an excuse to not be a dick all the time. So I do like when people say Happy Easter, because normally, I don't know. It brings the vibes up a little bit.
Bro, my mom texted me this morning, like, Happy Easter. And I just said, like, I don't know if I subscribe to that.
Actually, my mom didn't text me Happy Easter. What the fuck?
Damn, dude. What's she up to?
What the fuck?
Shit. She's probably in church. What I do like about Easter is chicks wear, like, those bright colored, like, blue or light green.
Like sundresses? Yeah.
Sundresses. I'm like, shout, hey. Ow, 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 ow. I'm trying to do some Easter egg hunting in that ass, if you know what I'm talking about.
I got an Easter egg for you.
I got two Easter eggs for you.
And they're in my pants.
Misogyny alert. Misogyny alert.
Misogyny skit.
We are a misogynistic podcast, and if you don't like it, you can get the fuck out.
Go, 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 go. Fuck yourself.
Close the border.
We need to build a wall.
We need a bigger wall. We need a bigger wall. We need a bigger John Wall. We need a bigger John Wall. John Wall has been traded.
Paul Wall and John Wall.
Paul Wall has been traded for Jake Paul. That doesn't even.
Also, I just, not non-political, but Trump sitting ringside at UFC Saturday with 34 pending felonies is the coolest shit ever.
I don't care what you say, Shay, about Trump. I don't care what your opinion is. If you have 9 million felonies against you, like, the dude has like 300 racketeering charges pending. And he's just on the floor at UFC in Miami. Like, I don't care what your stance is. I really don't. Ask me if I fucking care what your stance is.
Go ahead.
Seriously, ask me.
Seriously, go ahead and ask me.
That's fucking rock star.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck if, like what you think about him or any of that shit, dude. I don't care.
Yeah, that's so cool. Just to be in public when you have that many, like, actual felonies is kind of cool. That's like, if who's someone that did a bunch of shit?
Jeffrey Epstein.
It's like if Jeffrey Epstein sat ringside.
That wouldn't be as cool though, because like Trump's only like accused of diddling.
Like, I actually legitimately don't even know the charges, by the way. I don't even know one.
I don't think he diddled anybody. Jeffrey Epstein's like fucking put a bullet in that guy's head, or like even worse.
R.I.P. Actually, don't rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Jeffy Epi.
Are you not supposed to say rest in peace for people that were bad?
Yeah, you want them to rest in, like, a loud...
Rest in chaos.
Yeah, rest in fucking... I don't know.
Jeez, I don't know.
I don't know. Should we take another Jaeger bomb? Should we do ads right now? Let's do ads right now. Just to get them over with. Let's do ads. You have people that don't know what it's like to be on a podcast. This episode is brought to you by Diet Smoke. Let's talk a minute to talk about. I've been smoking and I've been drinking. I'm flying down 285.
Is that T.I.?
Yeah, he goes, I've been drinking and I've been smoking. I'm flying down I-85, but I'm focused.
Oh, hell that's what it is. Dude. I couldn't remember.
Shout out to all my DUI getters out there.
I used to be a huge T.I. guy when I was younger.
He was good. He was solid, dude. 24s, cars and
clothes. That's how all my best friends roll.
Oh, smoking dro on 24s. That's what I would do if I was a pastor. I'd be like, smoking dro on 24s. That's how all my pastors roll. And everyone just go, amen.
Praise be to God.
Let's take a minute to talk about Kush. I recently tried Diet Smoke's new blueberry lemonade flavor, and let me tell you, it was a euphoric high. I was absolutely buzzing. I was putting Cheetos directly up my butt. So why wait? Don't you want that? For Wet Jeans podcast listeners only, go to dietsmoke.com. Use code WETJEANS at checkout for 15% off your first purchase. Dietsmoke.com. Wet Jeans. This shit is edibles. It'll get you a nice little buzz. Not going to knock you on your ass. It's, you know, I fucking beg these motherfuckers to sponsor us, so fucking try it.
Try the Diet Smoke. Take a little edge off. You deserve it, buddy.
Take an edge off.
Yeah. The NFL draft is here, and the most exciting prospect is the prospect of being perfectly groomed head-to-toe with our friends at Manscaped. Manscaped has long had elite downfield play with their Lawnmower 4.0, but in 2023, they have the rookie sensation Beard Hedger to ensure the face of your franchise is a pretty one. This 1-2 punch of men's grooming is the best acquisition for any at-home GM. So go to manscaped.com. And save some salary cap with our code WETJEANS for 20% off. Yep, 20% off. You heard it right. And free shipping. I use their products myself. That's why I look so handsome. I got voted sexiest slut. I got voted sexiest little slut in high school.
Sexiest re... Never mind.
yep, that's right. 20% off at manscaped.com with code WETJEANS. Free shippy. And yep, you heard it here. John Deere.
All right, let's get back to the show.
Yeah,
psych! We have another ad. I know everyone fucking skipped it, but you have to watch this on YouTube. We have a brand new partnership.
This one's for all the SKs out there.
What does that mean?
Short Kings.
Okay, guys, don't skip this ad because you know on YouTube we can see when it dips, and every time we can see when people fast forward. YouTube's crazy. It has a lot of stats on there.
Yeah, it's almost like too much.
And it's always people skipping through the ads. It's like, you fucking... How am I supposed to put food on the plate for my son?
I have 12 kids.
I don't know if this is the right size for you. We'll see. But we are now sponsored by... The script is in your phone, by the way. I just sent you a thing of it. We are now sponsored by Kunzuri. Heyo, and you guys... I'll let Andy take it away right here.
Wait, so I have the ad read?
Yeah, it's in your phone. Look at these fucking things, dude.
You texted it to me?
Yeah.
Look at these junk. Are they nice?
Got that new shoe smell, dude. That crazy shit. That smells like good pussy. That smells like good pussy.
Fuck.
Seriously.
It's not... My pictures haven't been loading today.
I sent it on over text. What are you talking about?
Did you send a picture?
Yeah.
Fucking won't load. Uh-oh. It was doing this to me earlier.
Uh-oh, dude. Do we have to wing it? No, we can't.
Christ almighty.
Can you grab... grab it. Wow, dude.
Why is it doing this?
Oh my god, it smells incredible.
What does that smell?
Like, this is a fucking...
I kind of like the sticky.
Sneaker company, and it smells incredible. Oh my god. Alright, let me get this fucking script.
I want to play ball in these.
Don't even cut this out. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
Fuck it! We'll do it live! Okay, everybody. Fellas. Have you ever wished you were a little bit taller? I wish I was a little bit taller.
I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl. If I did, I would call her.
I fucked that up. You ever wish you were a little bit taller? You ever see a girl with her Tinder bio and it says must be over 6 feet?
Psst.
Maybe your date wants to wear heels, but she can't because it'll make her taller than you. And she's an insecure bitch.
Yeah, that's a little...
Well, I got the Short Kings covered with today's sponsor, Kunzuri. Kunzuri... Make shoes that will make you up to 2.8 inches taller. I wish it made my penis 2.8 inches taller.
Yeah, it'd be at, what's 2.8 times 2?
4. Without anybody knowing. Look, girls get heels, makeup, and push-up bras. Why the fuck can't we get some shit? You know what I'm fucking talking about right now? Why can't we get some fucking shit?
I might be like, this might change. I might get more pussy than ever.
Those look good on you, dude.
I might get more pussy than ever. I'm not going to lie.
Those actually look sick. All right.
Watch
anyway.
This YouTube. The ladies are going to think I'm actually tall.
Hey, we're all the same height lying down, if you know what I fucking mean.
Ew.
Got your girl on my shit. Got your fucking girl up. Whoa.
This actually feels
bro.
Weird. This actually
dude.
Feels weird.
Dude, you look fucking huge. Dude, you look fucking huge.
Wait, this is what tall
I swear to God, I have goosebumps.
Holy shit. I'm not even kidding. That was
you look fucking huge.
I'm not going to lie. I actually have, like, Jeff, zoom in on my... Don't zoom in on my face.
You look better.
I've never experienced what life is like for like 6 foot people before. That was weird. That
dude,
was like a. That was
you
like
need
a,
to stand up again. Bro, I can barely even see you right now. You're so high up.
I'm talking so I hit my head
in the ceiling. Bro, those are sick. Those
weird.
All black runners.
That was like a weird, really weird experience for me. I'm not gonna lie.
Bro, you're gonna get holy shit, dude. You're gonna be getting that Easter box.
Holy
I'll
shit.
I'll tell you what, dude.
That Easter box hits diff.
Let me finish that real quick. So for a limited time only, get an extra 15% off your order with the code WETJEANS at konzuri.com. That's KONZURI.com. The site is already 30% off right now. And with our code, you get an extra 15%. That's, do the math, idiot. That's 45% off right now. We're talking deals.
That's Black Friday doesn't even do 45% off these days anymore.
So yeah, dude, support the show and check them out at konzuri.com. I want to put these motherfuckers on, dude.
It's so funny.
Dude.
You're going to be way taller.
I'm going to be like 6'6 in these johns, dude.
Wait, what the? And it's wild because it doesn't look, like you can't tell by looking at
no,
my shoes.
No, not at all.
That's so
not
weird.
Not at all. I thought there would be like a, when I first heard about this company, I was like, oh, like, is it going to be like a big awkward like.
Like a
platform.
That's what
yeah.
I thought it was going to be.
Like, am I going to look like a fucking drag queen? No disrespect. Sometimes drag queens go off.
Drag queens low key do go off.
Just stop making my kids like grab your balls. Other
why are
that,
my kids
like
a drag queen? I personally have no opinion on the drag queen thing because I grew up watching WWE, which is like kind of close to drag
oh,
shows.
Oh, wow. These are comfortable, dude. These are fucking comfortable.
I feel like they. Wow. That's pretty weird.
Bro, you look good in those. Like that. Those. Especially with the ankle socks like that. I like that look.
I just went up a point.
Holy shit, bro. I feel like...
Now I don't even have to, like, be funny anymore, too.
Yeah, you could just be, like, so tall.
I can just be a tall loser.
Bro. Like, wear a tank top and just talk to chicks about absolutely, like, nothing.
Yeah, I'd be, like, one of those people that go around, like, make girls take their ear pods out so I can hit
like,
them.
Like, yeah, I used to surf. And they'd be like, oh, my God, no way. I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Like, I was living in Maui for a bit.
All right.
It's insane for you to wear these. I feel like it's like cultural appropriation almost.
Holy fuck!
You're tall as hell.
Holy fucking dude! I feel like I'm gonna be in the NBA right now, dude.
Do you wanna go ball? Wanna go ball?
Holy shit! Is this what it's like to be 6 feet tall?
Damn.
Dude.
The world looks weird from. Ooh. Ooh. That was actually a good kick.
I'm actually weirdly fucked.
If someone, when you watch on YouTube, people are going to literally think it, the kick's coming at them. Ooh. Ooh. It's funny because you're listening to this. You're just hearing like little like ad libs.
Dude, I feel gigantic. I feel like my dick's bigger than these.
Yeah. Actually, it makes my dick feel smaller. I'm not going to lie, because I'm taller now, so it's, like, less...
It's, like, thinner?
Like, you know how, like, it's less relative to my body?
Yeah, whoa, dude, this is nuts. Does it look like I'm on platforms?
No. It's actually extreme... It was a pretty weird feeling for me, I'm not going to lie.
They have a lot of room in the... I'm, like, nauseous.
Yeah.
Because I'm so fucking tall.
I was, like, hitting my head on the ceiling.
Wait, 2.8 inches. So yeah, I'm like clearing 6 feet.
You're clearing 6 feet.
I'm clearing 6'1".
Yeah.
I'm 5'11".
Damn.
Holy shit.
What a world. And because I'm extremely against the. Have you heard of the leg lengthening surgeries people are getting? They do this thing where they like break your legs and they make it so you're taller. But these people's legs look insane. And also think about it. if your legs are super long and your arms stay the same, it looks like you look like a T-Rex. But they, you know, so I'm like, but yeah.
This is fucked. They kind of have like a good look to them too, like the mesh. Like Jeff, zoom in on this shit. See how it's meshy? Lionel Messi.
I was just gonna say that. Lionel Messi.
Let's take another yay, bro. We've taken one or two so far.
We've only done one Z.
That's fucked up.
All right, there's another one for the second coming of G's.
Coming like C-U-M-M.
Oh! Oh boy!
Wow, that would punch me right in the fucking face.
I think my balls just switched sides. Oh boy! That'll get you right in the.
Oh, I'm about to call my mom. That was nuts.
Yeah.
Whew. Holy shit. Should we wear these to the bar?
Wearing the same shoes. That's the one thing that's the biggest difference, I think, between girls and guys is like girls kind of sometimes like to dress similar. But I feel like when guys show up at the party and they're wearing the same shit, it's like they'll make sure they stay on the opposite side of the room all night.
Welcome to the party. I'm on the Molly Lizander lane. That's why I'm moving retarded. Bitch, I'm a thought. Give me lit.
You know what I think? Because we were talking about God. How come when you die, God makes it so everybody shit? Do you think God purposely made it so when you die, you shit your pants? Like, he did that to, like, humble us? Because that's, like, a fact. If you, look it up, when you die, obviously everything just stops and everything releases and you just shit your pants. And I feel like it's kind of a way to humble everybody, like, the people that think they're better than everybody else. At the end of the day, we're all going to shit our pants. And I think that's why God did that.
Yeah, it's like a game over type of thing. Like, game over, shit your pants.
Because I kind of believe in that notion, we're all going to be dead someday. Like, who's going to care when we're all in the cask kind of thing? And that's how I think about who's all going to care. Like, who cares? We're all going to shit ourselves when we die anyway. So no one's better than anyone.
Imagine you just had, like, a fat dump.
That's, like, that's one of my biggest fear. Like, I would prefer not to have a lot of poop. And like, did you know that when Elvis died, he had like over 20 pounds in him of poo?
Jesus, dude.
Yeah,
drink some coffee. Holy, loosen that thing
up. I know. You'd think for someone that moved their hips that much that they'll poop would loosen when he does that, and it would just fall out. But yeah. Apparently not.
Yeah, that's weird. That's the last guy I think would be constipated. It would be Elvis.
Yeah, the guy's just, he moves his hips for a living. You'd think, I'm surprised he didn't shit himself on, like, he might have, but I'm surprised he didn't shit himself on stage.
Being constipated is kind of a bitch move. Like, just shit.
I used to be constipated a ton as a kid, though, because I used to only eat goldfish, the cheese would build up, and it was, like, pretty much like a cork.
I've never really had that.
I was a strange kid.
Actually, you know what? One time I ate, like, a whole box of Gushers. And I couldn't defecate for like a week.
Yeah, because I feel like all that artificial shit is just like, it's probably sticking to the inside of your colon.
That's why we get cancer. Motherfuckers are just out here. Yeah, but make sure you get, I'm not going to go the political route. I was going to say something about Pfizer. But anyway. but yeah, I don't know why God did that. That's not like chill.
Yeah. Well, I do like it though, because I think it does humble you. Like, who's someone that thinks they're sick?
Probably like the Liver King.
Yeah, like the Liver King. Actually, hit when he died, his shit's gonna be crazy.
He's
sure.
Like worse than Hitler, that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just gonna be crazy. Like, we're all gonna shit ourselves when we die. Like, Elvis
tweet that.
Shit himself. Elvis died how I want to die, right on the toilet.
No way he died on the toilet.
Yeah, he died doing what he loved, taking a fat dump.
You fucking with me?
No, didn't. I'm pretty sure that's, yeah, they found him on the toilet.
Oh, I'm asking you, motherfucker.
They found him on the toilet in a fucking puddle of his own poo.
God, that's like, wow, John Rahm took the lead. Holy shit. Yeah, dude, that's like unfortunate just for like the cleanup crew. Like,
that would be a crazy job, by the way. Like,
come on, man.
The people that clean up forensic scenes or whatever, that's a crazy job. That would be cool.
How do you decide, I want to get into forensics? It's like, so you want to, like, look at sperm under a microscope all week?
Yeah, like...
That's horrible.
Like a big load on a Petri dish?
Yeah, like, oh my God, there was a triple homicide in downtown Phoenix. Send out the cum crew.
Yep.
It's like, honestly, forensics is a good euphemism for the cum crew.
Yeah, they should call themselves the cum crew.
First thing the FBI does is send out a bunch of fucking weirdos with black lights, and they look for cum. Well, where's the cum?
It's crazy that people are leaving their cum at crime scenes, by the way.
Yeah, don't leave your cum.
Don't leave your cum. First of all, that's just disrespectful to leave your cum anywhere other than in whatever rag you choose to use.
Don't cum.
But, like, leaving that evidence, cum and poop are, like, the two things that can always get you in trouble. Like, they can find out who you are just by your little load, you know?
Yeah, they're going to find out who I am. I'm going to rob a bank, but just, like, nut in it before I leave.
That you'll be, like, back. Yeah, that'd be good. That would. Well, matter. I don't know, because banks now, you really can't linger around. So you got to be, like.
Unless it's Wells Fargo. Everybody in there is high as hell.
Yeah.
You ever go into a Wells Fargo? All the employees.
I'm only a Bank of America guy.
All the employees. I don't use Wells Fargo, but I think it's funny because they're so easy to rob. And every Wells Fargo, all the employees are high as fucking hell. They have no idea where they're at. It's hilarious. When you have some free time, go stroll around in a Wells Fargo and look around. It's fucking hysterical.
Do you think we could rob a bank?
I mean, yeah. It's one thing to rob it, one thing to get away with it.
Like, do you think, how hard is it to get away with?
I get away
like,
so
are people
easily.
Still robbing banks these days? I feel like it's so hard.
Nah. People are doing, like, internet scams, like credit card scams and shit like that, and, like, stuff like that.
And just making fake.
A lot of bait and switches.
Fake cryptocurrencies and getting, like, your fan base to invest in it and then just ripping them off.
Yeah, I think we should do that. We should have done that. Hey, by the way, you use NFT, we'll pull that rug right through under your feet before you even wake up the next day. That rug is pulled so fast from beneath your feet. And meanwhile, we're in fucking Cancun going crazy with Latin bitches throwing money, counting all these hundreds. Like, what is with that era of, I don't really want to get into that in the Lord's Day, though.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it is Jesus' day. It's the Easter Bunny. I wonder how it's going to be out. We're going out, right? Like, are we going out? Like, I don't want to go out. I have a really busy day tomorrow. I shouldn't go out, but I'm going to go out.
I'm down to have a cups.
Just a couple, right?
I'll limit myself at one light Pilsner, and then it's back home, and I got to look after the kids. Mm.
Dude, when I have kids, I don't know what's going to happen because I don't see myself changing, like, at all. Everyone's like, I had kids and everything changed. I got to see it to believe it.
That's the thing. Everybody says stuff like that. And in my head, I'm like, okay, well, maybe, but I kind of doubt it. Because everybody always says, like, everybody was telling me, I remember I've been saying I'm not going to get married or anything for, like, a while. And everybody's like, no, like,
nah,
you'll get married.
I think you will.
You think so? You think, yeah. I'll meet a girl that I'm just like...
No, I don't think you'll get married, but you say you're not going to have a kid, and I think you're going to have a kid.
So you think I'll have a kid but not get married?
Yeah.
I'll adopt some kid from Afghanistan for sure. I would love to... If you know any Afghan children that need a new home, I will... is it Afghan or Afghani? I can't remember. But, yeah.
Tomato, tomato. Yeah.
I would adopt more than anything. Mm. I'm not really... I don't think we need more people on the planet. That's like my biggest caveat.
Yeah, but you don't want a little Andy running around?
No, I don't.
Why, dude? That'd be so badass, dude. My kids are gonna be such a fucking retard, bro.
My kid will be fucking like he'll end up being a worse version than me, which is like the worst.
You know how like dads are like dads? Like I just like don't see myself getting to the point where I'm so out of touch that I'm that dad. But then again, maybe I will because you can't control it. Because everything changes.
Yeah, that's the problem. Everybody's telling me that it's like, no, you'll think differently in blank years. And it's been like 4 years since I've been told that. And I'm still kind of the same. And my brain is fully developed. Like, isn't this it for me? Like, this is my mindset for the rest of my life. This is who I am.
You know what I think when people are like, you have no idea. When you have a kid, you're going to change. You have no idea. You know what I think? I think people hide behind their kids. And I think they use their kids as an excuse.
100%. A lot.
I can't. The kids. Oh, the kid's this. Oh, the kid's that. Oh, the kids want to go here, so I can't do that. I think people use their kids as excuses. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I think that's what changes.
I think it's because people don't want to go out and party anymore, so they need an excuse, and so they have a kid.
Oh, my kid has a stomach flu.
My kid...
Give him some fucking Gatorade.
I can't come on. My kid has AIDS. Like, that's such a good excuse.
Oh,
look at me. Sorry, Mr. Kids.
AIDS Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta get back to my kids. I really miss my kids. Fuck you.
And it's also such a good way to get...
I miss my kids so much.
It's such a good way to not have to go to other people's houses. You can just be like...
Oh, the kids.
I'm sorry, we couldn't find a sitter. You guys gotta come to our place.
Now I'm thinking about it. Kind of sounds sick.
I've already just talked myself. I might have a kid like tomorrow. If there's any where
dope excuse.
If there's any ladies in Scottsdale, I'm ready to settle down.
Yeah. I think the smartest thing you can do is, like, if you're really attracted to a female, is to have a kid with her. Because then even if you're not fucking, you still get to, like, talk to a hot chick.
That's true. You like to walk her in.
Like, you could be like, hey, can we switch our custody next week? Because I'm going to Aspen with my buddies.
Yeah.
Like, you still got, like a hot bitch.
That's a good idea, too. I could be a divorce. I think the most I could be is a divorced dad. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing kids on the weekend, especially when I'm not really doing that much and I've, like, played enough video games where I don't really want to do that. I would be like, I don't mind having some kids around. We can play. Can like make a slip and slide in the back and shit like that.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's why I want kids.
But I can't be a weekday dad. I can't pack lunches. I'm not getting up early to bring them to school.
No, just DoorDash him. You say, Stevie, here's $100. Fucking DoorDash yourself some sushi for lunch. I don't give a fuck.
That would be funny, by the way.
I'm gonna spoil the hell out of my
kid. If a kid DoorDash sushi to his middle school would be fucking funny.
I'm telling you right now, that's exactly how my kid's gonna be. I'm telling you right now, and I'm gonna fucking regret it, and I'm gonna look back on this. Sometimes I forget. Like, my kids are going to fucking see this shit. It's on the internet. It's not that bad, right? Like, I'm fucking, oh, look at my dad. He's fucking getting paid to say retard and cum.
In comparison, what people post on the internet, this is...
zilch.
Yeah, this is
zilch. His mother's going to be posting way more worse shit. Tell you that for free. But anyway, I want to have a kid so I can go, ask your mother.
Yeah, that's actually like the greatest. Because then you could just not be that's also another thing. I don't want to be a bad guy. I hate telling people no.
Yeah.
So I don't want
to ask your mother. Ask your mother.
I don't know. Ask your mother.
You want to go to fucking Burning Man? I mean, you're 11. I don't know if you should do that, but ask your mother.
I don't know if you should be doing cocaine, but I don't know. Just ask your mother. I'm busy right now.
Ask your mother. Remember how, dude, how awesome would it be? Your kid, 15th birthday, like something cool like that. You guys fucking watching Red Zone. You pull out an 8-ball and you're like, hey, buddy, you ever try some of this shit? And he's like, yeah, trying to be cool. But like, no, you haven't. And then you do blow with your kid for the first time in the basement, and you just have an absolute, like, 20-hour blow bender with your kid. You're telling me that doesn't sound fun?
Yeah, just be like...
And then mom gets mad, and you call her mom. You're like, mom's going to be so mad at us, and you fucking dap each other up. That's what I'm... Dude, my wife is going to be so fucking mad all the time.
Yeah,
my wife
is always going to be like... Why did you? She's gonna call me Andrew. She's gonna be like, Andrew, why did you let him do cocaine on a school night?
Rob, you sent the kids to Burning Man. They're 14 years old.
They have no chaperone. You sent them there in a limo.
Stevie came back with a back tattoo of the Kool-Aid guy. Why'd you let him go to Burning Man? I'd be like, I don't know. And then you go. Then you start talking money. Then you go. I'm paying the bills in this house.
I'm bringing in all this money.
Not hypothetically, because every guy, like, wants to be the breadwinner, right?
I don't really see. That's where I'm different. I think I'm not like other guys. I would prefer the woman make more money than me, because then I have to work less.
Way too intimidating for me. I already barely know how to make her come, and now I have to rely on her for food too. Like, that's too much. That's too much.
That's true. I never thought about the fact that I'm never going to satisfy her.
I don't
want
to gatekeep my wife. I want her to be successful, but if she is making more money than me, that gives me way less leverage to like go on a snowboard trip to Whistler.
Oh, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not thinking the long game.
You're not thinking leverage here. Yeah. It's all about relationships, is all about leverage and emotional warfare.
Because I truly believe too that there's no relationship that's completely 50-50. Like, there's always someone that has a little bit of the upper.
Someone's cheating.
There's always someone cheating, and there's always someone that has like a little bit more levy.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, the old saying, 50-50 company, somebody always has 51.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly. This isn't like a shared, like, this isn't, yeah. Someone, one of us needs the other a little bit more. And I refuse to be the lower hand guy.
Yeah.
So that is true. That's the only reason why I think I would want to make more. But it has nothing to do with the fact that she's a woman. It's just because I have to be able to be the one that pulls the rug out from someone.
Right, like the best thing, like, you want to be a husband that has full control.
Yeah. I want to be a wicked, like, over-the-top husband that doesn't even let my wife go out in even remotely scandalous clothing. You're going to go out in that?
Remember the last time we talked about this?
Nah.
Bro, we got, like, the blue hair... never mind.
The blue hair commune?
I was going to say blue hair brigade.
Dibs on that ribbon.
There were, like, chicks, like, commenting like, these guys are disgusting. It's like, dude, our podcast is called Wet Jeans. Don't listen to it. Don't listen to it. I encourage you to don't listen. Yeah. But the last time we talked about that, we're like, I'm not letting my wife. We actually posted a clip on Instagram, and it got like a lot of bad feedback. It was kind of awesome. Good.
I like bad feedback.
Fuck them straight to hell.
You're not saying anything worth saying unless you got people hating on it.
Yeah, I was stoked when I saw some bad YouTube comments come through the other day.
This kid goes,
this was a bad episode. I was like, I love that. Because now we're getting to the, like, we're out of that realm where it's just, we're getting haters.
Yeah.
I'm trying to say. What time is that over there? 43? Should wrap it up real quick.
I can't
42?
See. 42? Old people be like,
1740.
Go ahead. Nick, zoom in on my eyes. Old people be like, when they try to see something, they like squint, which makes it even worse to see. But for some reason, they think it makes it better.
Huh?
I left my bifocals in my Buick.
Huh?
What's that say?
Huh?
What?
Back in my day, we didn't use sunblock. We just ate. I don't know.
Back in my day, an 8-ball used to cost a nickel. How much do you think back in like the 50s? How much do you think cocaine cost? Like, can you imagine? Like, one, you just
so
toss,
cheap,
your plug shows up, you give him, like, one quarter, and he's like, and he gives you change. Mm. Like, that's how cheap it was.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but, like, they were scared of drugs back then. Remember, like, fucking Dare? You fucking all go to the auditorium. I'm already slurring. How many of these have you?
Yeah, Mrs. Reagan was like, say no.
Say no to drugs. It's bad.
It's bad
You. Drugs are bad. You guys are going to islands and raping kids. I don't want to hear this fucking shit.
Drugs are bad. Look what you're doing in the Middle East.
Drugs are bad. You guys are fucking bombing the Iraqis and stealing their oil.
Yeah.
Leave their oil alone.
Then I'll stop doing drugs. I'm going to start. You know what
I'm
going to do?
Weed is a gateway drug.
I'm going to go on a protest. I'm going to keep doing hard. I'm going to start doing hard drugs until we stop disrupting what's going on in the Middle East. Then I get to keep doing drugs, and then I also look like a legend because I'm like, it's considered a protest.
It's all about the money.
That's why I never understood, like, Gandhi, he went on a hunger strike, which sounds terrible, but if you went on a hunger strike where you're like, and you just, in, like, instead of not eating, you just kept eating, that sounds better to me.
I'll go on a cummer strike, and I just said, until these policies change, I'm not going to come.
What about, like, wet drink? Because if you didn't do it for long enough, you probably would come in your sleep. And I'm not
How
just
do you
saying
know that.
I'm not. I don't want to get into it on this episode.
Do you want to do another one of these or no?
Yeah, I'll do one.
I feel like I'm always pushing the envelope because like I just can't. I can't stop. Wow, 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 wow. I can't stop.
I can't stop. Wow, wow.
Wow, wow. John Rahm is taking the fucking lead, dude.
I didn't get a lot of bowl on this, so this one's gonna go. It's gonna go straight to my balls.
That looks heavy.
It is. I just
why is everything so heavy? Phil Mickelson, holy shit,
Mickey Kid.
I thought the live guys weren't supposed to. What is this too, though?
Brooksy was in first for a while.
What is this too?
To peace in the Middle East.
Go look.
Good God! Holy fucking shit!
Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
God have mercy on my soul.
Fuck, dude. Fuck. This is how I am when I'm about to nut. Fuck.
Do you think when the Hulk comes, he gets really big and green? Or is that just when he gets mad?
I don't know, dude.
I'm going to make a Hulk.
Sometimes you say some shit. It's like obviously really witty.
And I don't know.
I just like can't even bounce off it. I'm just like, dude, I have no fucking idea.
That's the problem. Sometimes I bring up questions that have no answers. Like
all the time. It's not sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not a bad thing though. It's good.
I just I love asking questions. It's one of my
curious.
I'm almost curious to a fault. Like I have to know things. So
it's like the first guy that did anal.
Yeah, he's like, well, what is this? I know you can poo out of this, but what else can you do with it? Mm. I wonder when that happened, when the first anal happened.
It was in the War of 1812, and Andrew Anal.
In the trenches.
Wife was on his, I don't want to talk about that. It was a very mature podcast. People be hating.
I can't stop. Ooh, kind of nice burp there.
Yeah, dude. Watch the fucking show on YouTube, you dumbass.
Watch the show on YouTube.
I think we're the... Never mind. I'm not going to get cocky. I was going to say, I think we're the two biggest retards. Jeff blocked that out in the podcasting game.
You can make that argument for sure.
Jeff blocked the mouth out on that one, too. The other ones this episode, don't worry about it. He actually edited it out.
I didn't notice it.
I said the R word a couple times last episode.
Jeff has a better, bigger moral compass than we do.
Yeah, Jeff is just like, bro, we got to edit that out. Jeff, we got to pay that motherfucker, too. We haven't paid him fucking...
We should give him counterfeit bills.
Yeah. Wire him money that's not even from our account.
I can't stop.
Bro, when the fuck is Netflix going to go into podcasts and sign our ass? I don't care.
Are they going to be afloat? I feel like they're like hemorrhaging money.
Well, they should be because they suck. There's nothing on Netflix. I feel like a fucking millennial or whatever they're called. I straight up just be on YouTube.
I do too. I
love YouTube.
I've been on this kid. I go on this kid. He actually lives right in Arizona. I go on this kid's YouTube page all the time. He just travels to different places. And I just like, I get pretty stoned and I watch him. It's just way more interesting than anything I'm going to see on Netflix besides Seinfeld.
That's why we need to vlog on here. I feel like people would enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because if I could watch a random motherfucker that's like not drinking and not doing anything like crazy, I feel like people would want to watch us like do what we do, which is like, we're the craziest motherfuckers on the internet. And nobody even knows it. That's the thing.
That's the crazy thing.
Go out with us when Jeff comes out here. I'll tell you what right now. Jeff comes out here in June. We gotta pay him for this, obviously. We gotta fucking get followed around with a camera. Just one day of drinking. And I think people are gonna be like, what the actual fuck? Oh, they're gonna say, oh, these guys are artistic. It's not even a joke.
Yeah, they legitimately
I'm gonna go like this. They legitimately are artistic. But anyway, let's wrap this fucker up, dude.
I can't stop. What do I want to say before we go?
Subscribe to the Patreon. Extra episode a week. Interact with the show. We answer every message.
Extra episode a week. What we do there is what? We answer the questions. We answer the topics that people want us to talk about. We don't care that the mainstream liberal, pussy, Republican, socialist, capitalist media doesn't want to talk about it.
We don't care.
We don't care, and we like it that way, sweetie.
Yeah. It's a dollar too less, a day too late, honey.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
That's what I'm going to say to my wife in court. I'm going to be like, it's a dollar too less, a day too late. My wife's going to be begging to have me back in court. She'll be like, please, please, please.
That's what, that'd be goals. I love
the way you travel every single weekend with your boys, please.
My goal is to, a woman, or a girl that is, she's obsessed with me. She loves me a ton. And she's trying to say all the reasons why we shouldn't be together because she's feeling guilty. And I go, shh. I put my finger on her lips and go, shh. And I just kiss. It's raining, by the way. And I kiss her. Mm. That's my goal.
And then it fades to every kiss begins with K.
Keep your heart open and love will always find its way in.
Whoa!
And that, my friends, is on period.
Oh!
That's the end of the episode. Fuck you and go fuck yourself. That was Wet Jeans. Have a great Wednesday. Have a great week. Have a great month. Have a great life.